Listen to the passages and then make interactive interpretation in pairs according to the direction given. You're allowed to take notes while listening. Your interpretation must be recorded. You will start at the signal and then stop at the signal. Now let us begin part two with the first passage.
Passage 1. America's birth rate fell to a record low last year with a total of 4,019,280 births, while the percentages of premature and low birth weight babies climbed, continuing the rise of recent years. The rate fell to 13.9 births per 1,000 persons, down 17% from its most recent peak in 1990, according to the Health and Human Services Department.
Other findings show that a major factor in the decline in the birth rate has been the reduction in births to teenagers in recent years. The birth rate among teens fell to its lowest level on record, 42.9 per 1,000 ages 15 to 19, a drop of 28% compared with the previous year, when rising teen pregnancy rates set off alarms and prompted a variety of social groups to start campaigns promoting birth control.
other factors have also played an important part in the decline of the U.S. birth rate in the past decade, including the aging of the population. Official statistics have indicated that American women in their prime childbearing years have been choosing to have fewer children, and as the population ages, there are fewer women in their 20s and 30s. Although the birth rate for unmarried women in the United States declined last year to 43.6 per 1,000 unmarried women 20 to 44 years of age, yet this group still accounted for more than one-third of all births, an increase of nearly 7% over the past year. In short, America is increasingly a society of seniors and less one of young people.
Passage 2. Approximately 50% of all marriages in the U.S. end in divorce. In many cases, single-parent families are created, where one parent, usually the mother, takes responsibility for raising the children. Many people believe that it's better for children to live in peace with a single parent than to live with both parents when the marriage is unhappy. However, others feel that the presence of both parents is very important for raising children, at least financially, and point out that single-parent families are often poorer than two-parent families, and that children of single-parent families may be more likely to experience various problems, either economic or psychological, in school or life, especially in areas where traditional values prevail. It is difficult and challenging to be a parent today, and it is even more difficult to raise children alone. Parents are often overwhelmed and lacking the parenting skills necessary to do a good job. But good, solid parenting has less to do with the number of parents in the home, and more to do with the quality of parenting. Whether the single-parent household is headed by a mother, a father, or a grandparent, raising children alone is an enormous task. Why should we care about this social issue? This is because statistics tell us that most of us will live in, know of, or be involved with a single-parent family at some point. They need our concern and help.